Good morning and welcome to Front Row Center, the Montana Public Radio Weekly Arts Interview. I'm Michael Marsalek. We're talking about the Crown of the Continent Guitar Festival. The Foundation Festival and Workshop is coming up a week from tonight and running through the week, the last week of August. In Big Fork, Montana, I'm speaking with David Pfeffer, the co-founder and chairman of the festival, and New York guitarist Solomon Hicks is with us as well. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. How are you, Michael?
Doing great here, and it's certainly an exciting time as really the last big summer festival that happens in Montana. Now the fifth year, the fifth anniversary of what's being called the Crown Workshop and Festival, this wonderful guitar festival. Maybe, David, I'll have you start with just that little bit of overview. I know whenever I talk with you, I like to talk a little bit about the vision. You know, you certainly had this interesting idea. Let's see if we can convince some guitarists to come to Montana. Let's do some classes. Let's put it in a beautiful place, do some public concerts. But this has really turned into a national, if not international, draw now for guitarists learning and for players from all over the world coming to Montana for this week.
Yeah, Michael, the original idea was we live in one of the most beautiful places in the world, and music is inspired by the things around you. So we said, let's put something together that celebrates the artistry of the guitar, supported by the magical splendor of Northwest Montana. That was the concept, and saying, why wouldn't great artists want to come here with their families? Why wouldn't people want to come to study? And 5 years ago, that was the concept, with the thought of turning this area into a highly regarded international center for the guitar. You know, somewhat of an audacious idea, but we have been able to accomplish that during this short period. We have relationships with people as far flung and with high stature as the National Jazz Museum in Harlem, Berklee College of Music in Boston, the Montreux Jazz Festival in Switzerland. And many others. You know, I used to have hair when this started. It's been a terrific ride. You know, a lot of work, a lot of effort. Great people, but we've come a long way.
Well, people certainly who have gone or who have heard about the festival probably think about it mostly from a public performance standpoint. And there will be, once again, five nights of concerts over 6-7 days. Happening during the festival week. You've even got some events happening next week with Solomon. We'll come back to that in just a moment. But speak a little bit about the workshop portion of this. You have dozens of players from all over the world coming in to study, and not just study classical guitar, but really lots of different kinds of the genres for guitar from some of the best players in the world.
Yeah, we have 9 different workshops, ranging from jazz to rock to blues to acoustic to classical. And we even offer a workshop for beginners, people to get them, get them started with the music. So we have, people go from literally 8 a.m. unless they're doing yoga, and they can start at 7 a.m., but 8 a.m. till after midnight with classes, with workshops, with performances and whatnot. So we have 80 to 85 students, a few more than 20, just over 20 are here on scholarship, supported by the foundation, including Solomon Hicks, who is here from New York City, has been awarded a scholarship through the National Jazz Museum in Harlem, was selected to come here. But yeah, it's been terrific. And one of the things that we are moving to with people like young players like Solomon is to really support development of the next generation of great artists. So over the next 3-4 years, we're going to be increasingly working through national and international leading organizations and with leading artists, like the Lee Ritenours and Pat Metheny's and Joe Bonamassa's, to identify young people who have the potential to be outstanding artists, and then invite them to come here and spend the week learning and playing and creating with with the legends in the guitar world.
We're talking about the Crown of the Continent Guitar Foundation Crown Workshop and Festival. It runs August 24th, starts a week from today, and runs through August 31st. There are a number of concert nights. Solomon Hicks, let's talk with you for a bit. You are a young player from New York, from Manhattan. I understand this is like one of the first trips to the mountains. Welcome to Montana.
Thank you. Yeah, just got off the plane yesterday.
Well, I want to ask you a little bit. You play a lot of music regularly. It sounds like you have had an amazing opportunity to develop your craft, to learn from great players, but you play a lot of genres, jazz and blues and gospel, R&B, yeah, funk. Talk about kind of what your life is like in Manhattan and what you're looking forward to doing here in Montana.
Well, living in New York, you're faced with many different styles, ranging from anything. You might get called for a jazz gig one morning, then you might get called for a heavy metal gig that night, depending on how versatile you are and depending on like what you want to do. You just have to be able to change to it. I first started off guitar with rock and roll, like ranging from like Jimi Hendrix to Santana to AC/DC. Then when I got a little bit older, about 13, when I started playing into like the jazz clubs in New York, I got into jazz and blues more. But even till now, I like to study fast genres, ranging from like what is like gospel to Latin, merengue. And what I love about the Crown of the Guitar Festival, that it has the ability to focus on those different genres and also those different aspects. With being in Montana, being able to focus on, if I want to with the festival, the classical, if I want to go over to acoustic, and if I want to take some jazz lessons, just being able to switch those different things is going to be quite amazing.
Well, it sounds like there's some wonderful guitarists that you'll get a chance to play with and perform with during the course of the week as well, and some other fine musicians with some concerts coming up this week. David and Solomon, can you talk about those opportunities to hear Solomon Hicks this coming week?
You bet. Solomon came out 10 days early to both expose the Flathead to the amazing music that he plays and to let people know about the Crown. So he is going to be playing on Monday night, the 18th, at Acqua Pazza, the new Scottabelli's restaurant in Lakeside, from 6 to 10. So you can come down by the side of Flathead Lake. On Thursday, he's going to be at the Kalispell Thursday Fest and then playing at the New Brewery. He'll be playing that night with Kevin Van Dort. On Monday night, he'll be playing with Erica Von Kleist and Don Caverly. On Friday night, he'll be playing at Marina Kay in Big Fork with Emily Elbert, who was one of our young stars at last year's festival, and she's returning this year. And then on Saturday night, he'll be playing from 6 to 9 o'clock at Great Northern restaurant in Big Fork. At Marina Kay, he'll be playing from 7 to 10. So this will be a great opportunity to hear this amazingly talented young man who it would be interesting for your listeners to know. At 13, Solomon was the lead guitarist at the New York City's world-renowned Cotton Club. That's where, made famous by Duke Ellington and, many of the greatest jazz artists in history.
I imagine, Solomon, there were unique challenges as a young man playing at the Cotton Club starting at 13. Talk a little bit about what that's been like to have that regular opportunity and how it's kind of changed you as a player.
Oh, that was definitely my school of music coming up when I was 13. I was just starting to get into jazz and blues as a profession, something that I would be setting my heart into. And when I actually got to the Cotton Club, I was playing at another club, the Lennox Lounge, and the singer had heard me play there. He said, Sam, why don't you stop by at the Cotton Club, see if you can get yourself to do a few songs. And I went there on a Monday night with Monday night's the main show, swing dance night, with the full big, there's a 14-piece big band, tap dancers, full show. And it ends about, really late, like around 12 o'clock. And I did a Chuck Berry song, and I did a Duke Ellington song, Don't Get Around Much Anymore. And I was able enough at that time to hold the crowd, to be able to play enough to have full control of the band and just really displease the people and get them up and dance. And the club owner saw that I had that potential and that, he could work with me. And at the current time, the guitar player there, he was busy doing tours and he was working. And So he couldn't really hold the job. He was just busy doing his own thing. And at the time, I had studied classical, so I was able to read music, so read the big band charts and play with the band. At first, they were kind of skeptical because, they were well-seasoned musicians that played with ranging from like Dizzy Gillespie to the Count Basie Orchestra. And it's like, who's this 13-year-old kid? Like, how serious is he going to be? But I knew I had some big shoes to fill. I took it very seriously. I practiced and I just absorbed as much as I could. And so I guess, the first challenge is, just like getting used to, like, who's this, youngster playing with, us. And eventually they saw that, I was a serious musician that, that I can go the distance. And to this day, I still am, and they've been very supportive of me and just, keeping it going. And here I am now. This was pretty much my practice because I was playing there about 4 to 5 nights a week when I first started. And from doing that, from just having to entertain the crowd, from playing with the band, and from a wide variety of musicians that stop by and play with the band, I was just picking things up over the years and from different mentors, and it made me improve and improve as a musician.
Well, that's just great. Well, welcome to Montana. I hope you have a wonderful week. Sounds like lots of opportunities to both learn and perform. David, we
Oh,
have
yeah.
just a few minutes left to talk about the festival, and there are a number of concert events. An evening with Dweezil Zappa kicks things off officially on Sunday night. You've got Mike Stern headlining one of the concerts on Monday. You mentioned Emily Elbert coming back along, opening up and playing with Shelby Lynn. The Lee Ritenour and Friends concert on Wednesday will actually be there. Montana Public Radio will be there recording that night. We're going to play that on the radio on Friday night, the 29th. And then, of course, other concerts coming up. John Oates is on the schedule. You've got your big All-Star Extravaganza on Saturday. A quick run through those, but maybe you can pull a couple of highlights for us, things that you're really excited about, and tell people how to get tickets.
You bet. I think one of the things that's very exciting, we have been talking with the Glacier Symphony and Chorale about doing something together for the last few years. So on Thursday night, David Leisner, who is a fabulous classical guitarist, he's going to be playing the Boccherini Fandango Quintet with the Glacier Symphony string quartet. So that's going to be a real highlight. So that will be the first half of the performance on Thursday night, and then John Oates on the second. So that is actually, at this point, that may be the first concert to sell out. We're not sure whether that or Dweezil Zappa or the Blues Night. They're racing to see which sells out first, which may well happen in the next few days. So I think that's going to be a great night. I think, one of, the very exciting nights is going to be Tuesday night with Shelby Lynn and Emily Elbert. Last year, Emily, who looks like she's 10 years old, she stood up on the stage and blew everybody away. And she's back by popular demand along with Shelby Lynn, who, when she began her career, she won the Grammy, the best performer of the year Grammy. So she's fabulous. Dweezil Zappa, of course, is an icon with coming from the Frank Zappa family. He's carrying the torch of the family name. Monday night, as you mentioned, is going to be just jam-packed with energy with Mike Stern and then Anna Popovic. Anna is one of the foremost female blues artists in the world. She's been on the Jimi Hendrix tour this year, so she's really been gaining a great deal of stature in the music world. Wednesday with Lee Ritenour, Lee has become a close friend and supporter of the organization. But I think the big thing for people to be aware of is that the tickets are selling out very quickly. We're selling dozens and dozens of tickets every day, and they will sell out. By the time we get to the event, there are likely to be no tickets for any of the night. And interestingly, they're selling fairly evenly through the week. But for people to get tickets, if they go to our website, cocguitarfoundation.org, they can get right to tix.com. There's a link, and they can buy tickets online and print them out, right at their computer, or pick them up at the door when they arrive.
Well, we're excited once again to help be a media co-sponsor for this wonderful festival. It's the fifth anniversary, the fifth annual Crown Workshop and Festival. The cocguitarfoundation.org website is the best place to go for tickets and information. I've been speaking with David Pfeffer today, co-founder and chairman, and New York guitarist Solomon Hicks here for concerts both next week and starting on the 24th when the festival officially gets underway as well. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Michael. Great talking to you.